Welcome to the Art of Marketing podcast with Devin Grillo. Super glad to have you here today. And the question we're really looking to answer is, how do I grow my business? How do I grow my personal brand? And the answer is marketing. How's everyone doing, guys? It's Devin Grillo here. And I've spent the last couple days just kind of thinking about where I want this podcast to go. And, you know, I started out kind of just talking about like a lot of random investing things, like investing in yourself, personal development, all that kind of stuff. But I think that I really want to focus in on like marketing, right? Because I think that if you're yourself, just you're an employee, right? Or if you're a small business owner or an entrepreneur, wherever you're at in life, really, I think marketing is important and it's key. If you can't market yourself, if you can't market your business, you're never going to grow and your business is never going to grow, right? So I just think a little bit about why is it so important that a small business is good at marketing. And I think there's like thousands and thousands of small businesses, right? But the reason a lot of them just stay stagnant and they don't really continue to bring in new customers or grow at all is it's really simply, it's because marketing. There's not enough marketing, or there's not any marketing happening at all. And so you have to make sure that you're marketing your business. And that's the way that you're going to find new people that are interested in it, is getting your name out there, getting your personal name and your business name, getting that out there so that people know who you are and know who your business is and understand like what it is that you have to offer for them and how you can make their life better. Like if you're in a gym, for example. So you could be a local gym, and I mean, we think of that and it's like, okay, great. But what's like really the purpose? How's the gym going to help you? Well, it's going to help you get a better body, right? It's going to help you get more in shape. It's going to increase, make you have better health, right? So you can take that and you can look at it as far as like, well, you're not just going to become more healthy or more in shape. You're going to actually become a more attractive person physically, you know, just naturally. Like you're just going to be a more lively, energetic, healthy, all-around person that's going to attract other people of that same nature, right? And that's what you want. You want to be that person that's healthy, really. And so you market that really hard. You market the we're going to not just, I mean, you know, people just think of it like, oh, I don't want to pay a gym membership, but you reposition it and you market it as like, we're going to help you have better relationships, basically, just because when your health is good, it impacts a lot of areas of your life, right? So marketing is key. Doesn't matter what business you're in. Marketing's important because it completely takes your potential customers' beliefs and then helps them understand why it's different, right? It's not just you're paying me for a gym membership. It's you're helping me get better relationships, right? And that's like you're really tapping into like people's desire to achieve stuff, right? So anyways, I think that a lot of businesses just completely miss the boat on this, because you can apply it to really any business. Like, why do you need this? Well, there's the three sections of like human desire. It's wealth, health, and relationships, right? And so really any business can fit inside one of those three categories, and you can market it as, you know, financial services or whatever it is. You can market it as, we're helping you in one of these three areas of your life. And those are all three very core areas that people want to grow in, right? So I just think that it's amazing to me just how many small businesses, because obviously big businesses are big because they've done an amazing job at marketing. We all know Coca-Cola, Doritos, Starbucks, McDonald's, you know, all the big name things that they just pop out instantly because, well, they've done an amazing job marketing their brand, and it doesn't mean they necessarily have the greatest product. Even I can say like McDonald's doesn't necessarily have the greatest product that they're selling, but their marketing strategy and like what they have to offer is really impressive, right? And so I think that just a lot of small businesses miss that entirely, and they're not willing to reinvest that money, the money that they make, into marketing. And you have to be able to do that. And if you're a person, like you're just a single employee, you don't have a business or anything, like that's totally cool too. Well, you still have to reinvest money into marketing yourself, building a personal brand and getting your name out there. Because once people know who you are, you know, the sky's the limit. And you can network and people will start coming to you saying, hey, what about, would you be interested in doing this? Like things really start to open up for you once you are good at marketing. Once you're good at getting people to know who you are and getting people to know who your business is and what your skill set is and how you can help people, I mean, the sky's really the limit. And so I just want to say a little bit about that. And just, you know, I think that people miss the boat entirely on marketing, and they put too much money back into their own personal enjoyment. They buy the new boat instead of reinvesting the money or whatever, right? So I just think that it's a good thing to keep in mind as really anybody, but specifically as a small business owner, that it's important to make sure that you're reinvesting money back into marketing, because that's how your business is going to grow, and that's how your business is fueling, you know, your entire life. So just a few thoughts, and so I hope that helps and that you guys can think about that a little bit and consider investing back into your own marketing personally or as a business. So we'll talk soon. See you guys later.